Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. We are broadcasting live from the business, our Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. Boy, I've waited a whole year to say that. So I'm excited to be live and back in Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway, folks. And guess what? The folks at Renaissance have been open really the whole time. And what they've been doing that during that time frame is helping small businesses with everything from PPP to their deposit accounts to just escaping the big bank experience. And you know what I mean. And if you're tired of that, if you're tired of 1-800 numbers and automated voices, my suggestion is go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office, some 200 across the South ready to serve you, and give them a call and make an appointment and go see them. I think you'll find Renaissance is big enough to handle most any need you can throw at them, but small enough to do it in a personal way. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Zach Walker and Todd Walker. They are co-owners of Select Built Construction. Zach, Todd, welcome.
Morning.
Good morning, John.
Yeah, great to have both of you. So let's talk a little bit about Select Built Construction. How are you serving folks out there?
Great. We're pleasantly surprised and happy to be here this year. Obviously, kind of as the COVID pandemic things wrap up and die down, we're able to get back into homeowners' personal property inside their house. So we're super excited to be able to touch and reach out to both homeowners but local businesses as well, as we help them through either their commercial build outs, their capital improvements, or dealing with water losses inside their personal residence.
So you're a general contractor, and you deal with personal residential properties only, or do you do some commercial work as well?
Yeah, great question. So we're actually a residential light commercial general contractor, which means we can handle anything from interior commercial buildouts to capital improvements. We deal with a lot of residential reconstruction, kind of helping homeowners through the insurance claims process, but also a lot of residential exterior renovations. So your roof replacements, deck replacements, patio renovations, siding or repairs. Essentially, our license lets us take anything from the ground up for a residential property, but then also deal with the interior building modifications and the commercial spaces as well.
Awesome. Now, let's maybe before we get into some of the details there, let's talk about how you got started in the business and what the journey has been. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, I'll take that. Okay. I'll start, John. Our paths are a little bit different. I'm a little bit older than my son. And I spent 4 decades in the hospitality industry.
Oh, really?
And in restaurant operations. But I also had responsibilities when it came to restaurant facilities, as well as re-image restaurants and new restaurant build-outs. So that's where I had some of my construction background. And after 4 decades, my son and I were talking about going into business together, and the stars kind of lined up for us. And about 2.5 years ago, Zach and I started Select Built Construction together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then kind of the side that I bring into it as well is my background's construction. So I was working for a home builder prior to working for a large commercial national general contractor. At that time, my wife and I were traveling all over the country on extended project durations, you know, multiple months, some of them pushing up to a year. And we really realized that, you know, family and home has always been Atlanta, right? And one thing we wanted to do was get back to where our family was. As we're getting older and a little more settled into life, we wanted to be able to settle down a little bit. And as my father mentioned, part of that was getting together and starting Select Built. So when we moved back home, we looked at kind of the best of both worlds and what we were able to offer. And he brings a lot of the customer service aspect and the customer first to our business. And then I kind of bring in some of that construction knowledge as well. So we feel like it's a perfect marriage where the homeowners get the best of both worlds, both the knowledge and then the customer service from outside the industry.
That's awesome. Sounds great. Now, there are a lot of dynamics going on in the industry, and one of those is, and I think people are somewhat familiar with this, but some of them aren't, and maybe they get a little sticker shock when they find out about what's going on with the price of lumber. So talk about that and what's happened, how that's affecting your projects.
Yeah, and John, you hit it the nail on the head that the customers may have heard about lumber prices in the news or on television, but a lot of our job is really educating them on what is happening in the industry. So right now, lumber prices are at an all-time high, and they've almost quadrupled since January of 2020. Mm. And so, you know, to put that in perspective for a homeowner, if you would have built a home last year and built the same home this year at this time, it would cost you $36,000 more just in lumber price increases alone. So the thing that is driving lumber prices is when COVID hit, the sawmills were shut down, and then obviously inventory levels started to drop. As things started to open up, there has been unprecedented demand for both do-it-yourself projects as well as work for us contractors and homes, which heightened the demand on lumber, and they just have not been able to keep up. And if you add into that some of the labor concerns right now, keeping the sawmills staffed has been a challenge, and then the also the costs of transportation, getting it from the sawmill to the lumber yards or to Home Depot or Lowe's, has those costs keep increasing. So unfortunately, we think the market's going to be pretty volatile through the rest of this year. We're hoping, though, as COVID and things start to open up more, we'll start to see some relief in that.
Mm. Well, I hope you're right. I mean, one of the problems there is COVID or no. Retreat of COVID, if you will, is not going to necessarily solve the labor shortage. That's part of the problem with that. But we can hope, right?
That's right.
We can hope for sure. But let's talk a little bit about, beyond just, Zach, the price of lumber and the sticker shock that creates for homeowners. What are some of the issues that they have that you address in your work?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as we did a little bit of research, we took a look at kind of our past projects and where our number one bulk of business comes from. And it's always resulting in some sort of moisture intrusion or neglected water related problems around the house. Now, whether that's exterior water coming in through the building envelope, so you might have a siding or a house wrap failure, or whether that's a sudden water loss inside your home. A lot of these, you know, are caused by maybe a water heater failing, which ends up flooding a house, or like a quick connect pipe disconnect around the plumbing and the toilet lines, which can cause, you know, our average claim inside the house is about $30,000 plus. This is for, you know, flooring, drywall, trim and paint, things like that. But what we do, and you know, there's certain ways to kind of alleviate or help when there's a sudden pipe burst. There's programs out there now that insurance companies are offering. But there's also a mow and water detection, which is a great kind of lifesaver for homeowners. It plugs right into your main water inlet in the home. And we're recommending this to all of our customers as well. But it plugs right in the main water outlet and into the home. And so that way, if there's a sudden change in pipe pressure, that's going to your plumbing lines, it'll notify you as the homeowner. That way you have the opportunity to shut down your system before that failure becomes too great, right?
Mm,
So although that's the way to kind of help with some of the sudden water problems, there is ongoing maintenance problems, and a lot of costs could be prevented if homeowners just took the appropriate steps to alleviate that problem before it comes even worse. So what we like to do is we like to offer all of our homeowners free exterior inspections twice a year. What we say is kind of like going to the dentist, right?
Yeah.
Even if you don't have any issues, you always want to go in, get your teeth checked out, maybe get them clean, just do some routine maintenance. We say the same thing with our homeowners. Once in spring, kind of as the wet season's getting started, and then once in the fall before the freeze in winter, we'll come out, we'll do a complete property inspection, a digital analysis, everything from the top down. That way we can present to you any potential problems that we see or problem areas. And then just leave it up to the homeowner. You know, hey, this is maybe your main concern. Here's how you would address that and work through, so at least a homeowner can be aware of problems as they might occur.
In John, another area that we see a lot of I guess neglect, for lack of a better word, is really on people's decks. And I get asked a lot how long a deck should last. Mm-hmm. And I tell people anywhere from 5 years to 40 years. And they're kind of surprised by that answer. But just a month ago, we replaced a deck that was less than 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
And that was because right after the deck was assembled, it was painted. And the wood needed time to cure and to dry out. And so what happened is painting that wood ended up sealing all the moisture inside of it. And so what happens then is premature rot and things. So that's one area. And, you know, one bright spot, you know, as we talk about pressure-treated lumber prices, mm-hmm. we have more and more customers now going to composite materials for their deck and things like Trex, which we're an authorized installer of Trex decks. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of that is it is more expensive, but the price gap now, because pressure-treated has gotten so expensive, is Trex has become much more affordable. And the beauty of it is, John, 20 years from now, your deck's still going to look fantastic, and you will have spent no time staining it, painting it, or doing some of the other maintenance that you have to do with regular wood decks to keep them up. So that has been kind of a bright spot. It actually is much more affordable now, and Trex has not taken a price increase in the last 4 years. So,
wow.
So folks that are looking at doing decks, I strongly recommend take a look at the composite materials, because they will stay looking beautiful for a long time, and no backbreaking work in having to paint and stain your decks every year or two.
Todd Walker, along with his son, Zach. Todd, you got my attention on that one. no maintenance. That appeals to a lot of folks, and certainly me. Todd Walker and Zach Walker, and they're the co-owners of Select Built Construction. I'm decks are obviously an issue. Talk about maybe some of the projects that are, I guess, the most common right now. I mean, we hear a lot about how, you know, homeowners doing a lot of work during the pandemic and getting a lot of work done. What are they getting done? I mean, what are the projects you're doing the most of right now?
It seems like decks.
Really?
Decks and patios, absolutely. I think what happened during the pandemic is, obviously, as you know, people are spending more time at home in mm-hmm. quarantine and in quarantine with their significant others. During that time, they're spending a little more time around the house, maybe checking things out they didn't notice before. But then also they wanted their own individual time outside, right? Breathe some fresh air. It's never fun being cooped up in the house 40-plus hours a week. So they started getting outside and then really started noticing either how small their space truly was or how much maintenance that they'd neglected over the years, and that it might just be time for that replacement that they hadn't quite anticipated like they needed before. So during the pandemic, there's a lot of decks, patios, exteriors, indoor-outdoor living spaces, which was always great and awesome to transform, because it allowed those families a little more separation in such mm-hmm. a tight environment. Another thing that we're seeing that's pretty common is bathrooms and kitchens. As the housing market continues to rise and as the value continues to go up, homeowners are taking advantage of kind of the refinance cost and then reapplying that money back into their house, because the home value is only going to increase. So,
And one other thing we've noticed a lot of is home office spaces, right? So yep. whether it's an
addition
to the home mm-hmm. or maybe taking what used to be a bedroom or another unused space in the home and converting it into a home office, that's becoming more and more popular, as a lot of people seem to be working from home for an indefinite period of time. So,
right.
Absolutely. It wasn't, two or three years ago, we would never get a call for a dedicated office. Now it seems like every third or fourth interior call we're finalizing is for their own space. So,
right. Yeah. And I can see how a lot of folks had space for that desk at home, but it wasn't private. Maybe it didn't have all the storage and accoutrements they want to have, since they're going to be spending so much time there. Right.
Yeah. That's absolutely right.
Yeah. Correct. Makes perfect sense. So let's talk a little bit about, one common myth about your profession that you'd like to debunk. I can think of a lot of them that are out there, but what's the one that you get kind of tired of hearing about?
And I'll take this one mainly because I'm customer facing on the job site a lot, especially when we're going out to estimates and doing scopes of work. But the number one thing that we run into, and it seems like we're trying to overcome all the time, is that their construction projects are going to run over schedule or over budget, right? Mm. Every homeowner, it seems like when we go to take on a major renovation, their first question is always, you know, well how long can I expect this project to run over budget? And it's like almost in everybody's mind that they just expect it to be behind schedule and then over budget as well, sorry. And in reality of it, you know, as we look at ourselves professionally, but then more so across the industry as well, only about 5% of all construction projects that are properly planned actually run behind schedule. Mm. The reason being is we as contractors, we're not intending on going in a person's house with a loose schedule and then just dragging the project out. Like many homeowners think, you know, the longer the project goes on, the more money the contractor can milk out of me. And then the bigger the project size can be. Well, in reality, as licensed general contractors and as contractors, we want to make sure that our profit margins are always in line. And the biggest thing for our profit margins and our bottom dollar is our scheduling, because every job, every project and every day that we're on that project behind schedule is a day where it's just profit loss.
Mm-hmm.
So one common myth would have to be the fact that all homeowners just anticipate their project going over schedule. But in our expertise, through estimating and identifying all possible items ahead of time, we want to make sure that we hit that schedule.
And I'd like to add to that a little bit.
Please.
And because especially in these days where we are not able to get some supplies as quickly as we used to be because of supply chain issues or just, you know, it's not available as readily. And so I think that's critical. I think Zach does a great job of factoring that in. So maybe the same project last year prior to COVID might have taken a couple of weeks less, but it's you know, factoring those in so that we can give the customer a realistic expectation. Certainly, we would like to complete projects as quickly as we can all the time, but we have to be realistic.
Right.
And so I think that's one of the critical pieces, is being really upfront with them so that they understand. And this is another place where education comes in to help educate our customers so they can understand both the budgeting as well as the scheduling process.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me, and I can see how folks, there are so many complications with your industry right now, right? And people don't understand all the moving parts that go on with it when it comes to just supply chain alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about a success story. I'd love it if you could share a success story of someone who's pretty happy with Select Built Construction.
Yeah, and I've actually got a good story. It's very recent, and I'll share a little bit of it for you, kind of while my father's pulling up the review from the homeowner. But a few weeks ago, we had a frantic homeowner call in. What had just happened is she had a water loss that affected pretty much her entire basement.
Mm.
Now, this wasn't just any homer. She's actually a single mother with three children, and she's a special needs teacher at a county school system. So obviously her budget's tight, money is one of her primary concerns, and her schedule, balancing it with the online learning for the special needs kids and then going into school while trying to schedule her own three kids, nannying and daycares and everything, she felt very overwhelmed. And now she has a construction project that is affecting about half of her livable space. Affected her teaching area, all of her kids' play areas, things like this. And it's completely unplanned, right? So what we did is we went in on our first call, and we made sure we sat down and walked through the exact next steps of, one, the insurance claims process, which can awfully be daunting to homeowners that are going through it the first time. But two, we identified some of the areas within the scope of work where we might be able to save on some material costs for her, just knowing that her budget was tight on the onset of the project. We looked at all of her potential options, what we were able to do is find a replacement flooring option for an LVT that was less of a material cost than what she had prior to that. In doing so, we were able to save her several thousand dollars. Because of that, you know, now she doesn't have that out-of-pocket expense what she was expecting originally that, you know, in all honesty, she just didn't quite have. But more importantly, we were able to get that entire basement back together in under 2 weeks. So that play place and that space for her kids that were now upstairs running around the entire house, and then her special needs teaching area in the back of the basement, all of that was back up and running for that single mother when she needed it most.
Wow. What a great story. Something tells me you got a great testimonial out of that.
You know, we do. And Selectbuilt Construction did a fabulous job on my basement. I had a sewage flood and needed all new floors and drywall replaced. My basement looks so beautiful. I appreciate their attention to detail and all the help they gave me along the way to help me through this stressful situation. And I got to tell you, John, one of the things for me as a business owner, and one of the most rewarding things for us is, I don't know if you've ever had a water or a fire loss in your home.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times this is the first time people are dealing with something like that. Mm-hmm. It certainly disrupts your life. It can be a very traumatic situation. And sometimes dealing with insurance companies is not everyone's cup of tea or thing to do.
No, you don't wake up in the morning wanting to do that, right?
But you know what? It is so rewarding to be able to help educate the consumer, walk them through the process, and then to see their face after we put their home back. And there's a term in the business called pre-loss condition, but it's always better, right? Because oftentimes it's new floors, it's fresh paint on the wall, it's new cabinets, right? So it's better than pre-loss. Mm-hmm. And just to see the smile on their face when it's all put back together is very rewarding for us. And it's one of those things that keeps us striving to do our job and do our job better every single day.
Wow. Great words from Todd Walker, who along with Zach, the two of them together are co-owners of Selectbuilt Construction. You know, I'm curious about what success, how you define success, what that looks like for your business.
I think you really just hit on it, right? Mm-hmm. Our biggest success is really helping homeowners when they need it most. Every contractor feels the fulfillment of a completed project, whether it's a new home addition, whether it's a new house, maybe it's that deck replacement. But what success truly looks like to me, and I think our team as well, is helping homeowners through the process when they need it most. Because we just talked about, not everybody wants to wake up in the morning and make that call to the insurance adjuster first thing, and you know, and then we're hoping for a response. And there's a lot of back and forth with kind of hidden turns throughout the process. So if we can do a good job of educating homeowners from start one when we walk in the door to the final step when we're signing our certificate of completion and, you know, we're off the property, really that's our biggest success for our business, is just being there to help people, right, and get their house back together, back to pre-loss condition, whether it's a tornado, a fire, a water event, or anything like that, or a major natural disaster as well. So,
and I think to add to that, something that kind of adds to that success is when you have existing customers coming back to you. And just over the last 2 weeks, we had two customers that we are now doing the fourth job for them.
Oh, wow.
And both customers were original water loss customers. And so that's very rewarding. And you know you're building a relationship with that customer and in a long-term business relationship as well.
Sure, sure. So you've obviously had success in the time you've had the business. So where do you go from here? I mean, what do things look like as you continue to grow here over the next 5 years?
We were fortunate to grow through the pandemic last year, and it's really allowed us to kind of put our sights on the future. Part of the work that we did towards the end of 2020 is we mobilized down to the Gulf Coast area, helping major commercial condo associations do the demolition and the reconstruction after all the hurricanes that have impacted the coast. Part of that, I think, has really allowed us to see that as a business and as a team, we can expand. We can operate multiple locations throughout the Southeast. So in the next 5 years, what we'd really like to do is strive to open one or two more permanent offices around the larger metro areas where we're able to touch and kind of help more homeowners than we have been ever before.
Wow. Ambitious, and it sounds like you've got a good, great basis off which to do that. So congratulations on that. Now, let's get a couple things straight for folks that are interested in your services. So what right now you're here in the we're in the North Fulton area. Talk about the geography that you work over.
Yeah, and it's pretty much the greater Atlanta area, but really where we do the most of our work. If you look where how 20 intersects the city of Atlanta, if you look at that as kind of the southern area of our work, and then you were to draw a circle that goes up and encompasses Canton and Cumming, that would be, you know, kind of our area. So we do a lot of work in Fulton County, Cobb and Cherokee counties as well. But Alpharetta, Johns Creek, Marietta, Smyrna, Vinings, Atlanta. So,
okay, gotcha. And let's get now to the most important question, or I think it is, for those that have heard something that makes them want to get in touch, and they want to get you out there to get their deck nice and shiny and new. Tell them how they can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. So our website would be www.selectbuiltconstruction.com. Through there, you can find all of our phone numbers. Another great way would be check our social media. Our Instagram is Select Built Construction. Our Facebook is at Select Built Construction or through LinkedIn. I know everybody's scrolling through their phones or might be on social media multiple times a day, more times than they care to admit. But any of those kind of channels will get to our office directly. And that'll dispatch a call to either myself or my father, which we can relay to our team. So that's the one good thing about contacting our company. As being family-owned and operator, we are very much both still in the business. So you're not going to just get routed to some office assistant or someone down the line. It's going to be directly through us and then passed along to our team.
And one thing I might mention is when you're out there surfing the internet, please take a look at our Google reviews, our Facebook reviews. We are very proud to boast a 4.9 star rating.
Oh, wow.
So please read through those reviews, and a lot of very happy customers.
That sounds like a great proposition. Well, Todd, Zach, this has been great, and it's great to have you here, and continued success, and let's just hope the conditions continue to exist for you to grow and do well. So congratulations on your success.
John, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Zach. Thanks, Todd. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got administrative tasks in your business that are pulling you down, you're spending more time on administrative tasks and bookkeeping, let's say, that you than you really need to. Maybe it's social media. Maybe it's a lot of things like that that you as the owner need to outsource. I've got a suggestion for you. It involves picking up the phone and calling S.E. Escobedo over at Office Angels, 770-442-9246. S.E. will listen to your problem, diagnose what you need, and she will send an angel in who will fly in, get the job done, and fly out. And they do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis. And she's been doing this for 21 years virtually, so a pandemic doesn't scare her and her angels in the least. They know what they're doing. So give her a call, 770-442-9246, or if you'd like to check out her website first, go to officeangels.us. And folks, we would love it if you would subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. And here's my bold ask. Go give us a 5-star review. It's not about me. It's not about Business Radio X. It's about our guest. We would love it because if you would do that, because what it helps folks do is find the show and potentially be able to be engaged with a show like this one with Zach and Todd and get to know Select Built Construction and potentially use their services. And we've got 350 plus shows just like this one that we want to get the word out on those great guests and the work they do. So if you could help us in that regard, that would be great. And speaking of social media, you can connect with us on social media as well. North Fulton BRX. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So for my guest with Select Built Construction, Zach Walker and Todd Walker, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.